Welcome to 90s Horror Film Lovers. I am here with my co-host, Jonathan Moody.
Hey, what's
How are
up,
you doing?
Natty?
Oh, not a whole lot. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Tired, but I'm doing
I
great.
yeah, me too. What are you gonna do? Enjoying that summer weather, spring weather, whatever the fuck it is.
It's kind of both. So it's like
Yeah, it's
one
been
day
real.
spring, some days summer, some days winter again,
Hell of a storm here last night, so
I've heard there's a lot of storms in like Kentucky area right now. It's crazy.
just like a tornado watch. But
Yeah.
anyway, we're not talking about tornadoes. We're gonna talk about the
Talk about
nine
aliens.
yeah, we're talking about aliens, the 1990 oh shoot, where's
Eight.
my DVD? 1998.
Oh, you have your DVD
Where
with
I put
you?
my DVD, I was gonna hold it up. But Progeny, directed by Brian Yuzna.
Yes,
There's
I
actually
love
a lot
Brian
of
Yuzna.
names attached to this movie, which is really cool.
Yeah, Brian Yuzna, we just reviewed his film Society as part of What the F Fridays. So
That's a
we,
good What the F Friday
yeah,
movie.
it's, I love, okay, this is nothing to do with Progeny, but that scene in Society where the guy puts his head and his butt and everything is like,
I
now
really
I'm a, I really am a butthead.
it's classic.
It's I like this movie, but I love, like, you can't beat Society. That
You can't.
movie is so freaking good. Like, he had a hard, he was never gonna be able
You can't top it.
to top that. No.
And that has effects by screaming Mad George as well,
Right.
if I'm not mistaken. He also did
Scream.
effects in Amityville. Christ, Amityville must be on my mind. Silent Night, Deadly Night 4, Initiation, which I remember, like the bugs and stuff, and a lot of Ticks, if I'm not mistaken. He did a lot of cool stuff back in the 80s, 90s.
And did you see who else worked on this project?
Anthony
Yeah.
Ferranti from
Yeah. Snoop
Sharknado. I
Shark.
saw that. I was like, oh, fuck.
How
Because
much
like I
is.
only see his name pop up anymore. He also worked on The Dentist, which you see a lot of actually dentist alumni in this movie.
Well,
Maybe not a
this
lot, but
almost
it.
felt like. Because you a lot of your films are like medical horror, or whatever. And
Which I forgot how much this is medical horror, pretty much. Because I
yeah.
hadn't seen it in probably 15 years, maybe longer,
What
honestly.
made you pick this movie?
It just popped in my brain. I was trying to think of like forgotten 90s movies, like movies I grew up with or rented and whatever. And for some reason, this movie just popped in my head. And I was like, shit, I haven't seen this in like 15 years. We should just do this one. So it was almost like watching it for the first time. It was like, I remembered certain things, but really, like, it was all, yeah, I didn't remember much of it. So I thought, hey, this will be cool. Like, I know it's unknown, whatever. I found my DVD of it because my internet ain't working like I told you. So I'm glad I found my DVD,
I'm
which
glad
I've
you
had
found it
for
too.
years. Yeah.
I watched the version you sent me, which I don't, it
Let me
wasn't
didn't
the
look good.
greatest. Yeah, it didn't look very good, but
I apologize
I
for
mean, I'm
that.
not gonna complain for something that's free,
Yeah. Because this movie seems really hard to find, which is really disappointing because. I mean, I think it's a pretty good movie. It's not great or anything, but I mean, I think it's a pretty solid flick. And I hope it finds a new home. My DVD was from Lionsgate. So I hope like Vestron will put this on Blu-ray or something.
Was it a Vestron movie, though?
No, but correct me if I'm wrong, like the Vestron video, like the new Blu-ray label, they put out a lot of Lionsgate stuff.
Right. I think Lionsgate had the rights to the Vestron movies. So I think, unless it was, because.
But the dentist wasn't Vestron. The dentist was Lionsgate and Vinmark and Trimark? Not Trimark. TriStar.
TriStar?
No, Trimark.
TriMark. Yeah, they did
Yeah, I'm getting mixed up. Jeez. You think I know them?
TriStar's a big company.
TriStar is way bigger. They didn't do the dentist.
No, but I think Trimark might have. I might.
Vinmark definitely did. They did like the sequel. The first was Vinmark. Because I
Maybe
think
you're right.
Vinmark.
Maybe Vestron does put out, because I maybe if I'm right, their company didn't produce like a lot of movies. They only
No.
produced.
Like they didn't produce Wishmaster and they put out the whole, all four.
They put out four. Oh yeah, no, four pack, right, or whatever.
And
No.
yeah, and Warlot.
Oh, you know what?
Like they're a great label, and I feel like this would be perfect for them.
I'm looking at the cover for the Blu-ray or the DVD of Progeny. This deserves a Blu-ray if it doesn't already have
Does.
one. I think it does have one, but the Progeny cover, I remember seeing that somewhere. I don't remember where it was, but I remember seeing the baby in the bottle, or the alien baby in the bottle, and going, what the heck is that? And seeing
Pretty
the
much.
and I think I saw the title Progeny, but I just never, like, it just never stuck,
Yeah.
with my head. So you're like, let's watch this movie. I was like,
I was younger and I was like obsessed with The Dentist and Reanimator. I got like looked up every movie Brian Yuzna did. So this was obviously on my list. So that's how I rented or got into this movie in the first place. And I really used to enjoy it when I was younger.
Brian seemed to like cast a lot of the same people he's worked with in the past and stuff, and Stuart Gordon co-wrote this or co did the
He
story.
was a producer on it.
Yeah, so I think he helped come up with the story, and then with the writer, and the writer wrote it, and so I thought that was pretty cool to see. I love seeing Stuart Gordon's name pop up, because
Always.
I didn't know Brian Yuzna directed this, and I'm watching the credits and Stuart Gordon. I'm like, is this a Stuart Gordon movie I'd never heard of? Oh my God. And then it said Brian Yuzna. I'm like, yep, okay, that makes sense.
They
Because
always work
they're
together.
like, yeah,
That's
they
why
work
I like
together.
the DVD cover says from the creators Reanimator, because obviously that's what's gonna sell it.
Well, that makes me happy, because you know me, I'm a really big fan of like Kevin Smith, and
Yeah.
one of the things that Kevin Smith and Scott Mosier, his producer, have always kind of talked about was that Scott Mosier and Kevin Smith both went to the same film school, Vancouver Film School, and Kevin ended up, like, it was like whoever made the script first, independent script first, the produce that the other person would produce it. Kevin won, and then all of a sudden it was Kevin making this or Kevin making that. And Scott never really got a chance to direct anything, but you look at Stuart and Brian. Stuart made Reanimator, and Brian produced it, and then they flip-flopped on different
Exactly.
stuff. And I thought that was great, because you don't see that. You see the producers. Lawrence Bender never directed something that Quentin Tarantino produced. You never see that. So Rob Tappert never directed anything that Sam Raimi produced. I don't think. I've never seen I don't think he directed anything.
I don't think I know
Which
of.
kind of makes me sad, because I'd love to see what his vision, unless he doesn't ever. There's some people that just have no interest in directing. Like, that's just
And
not.
that's true, that they just want to produce.
They just want to produce.
It would
Maybe
be interesting to see what they would come up with, you know?
stick with what you're good at. If you're really good at producing is a solid job. Like, it's a
It
job
is.
that not a lot of people can do. And Brian Yuzna and Stuart Gordon are both really good producers. And so
Definitely.
the fact that they can flip-flop and help each other out, I mean, just says a lot about their friendship, and or their past friendship. Obviously, Stuart's no longer with us, which sucks, because he died like during COVID. I don't think he died of COVID, but he died during COVID, like March
Yeah.
of 2020. And so that's just sad. That
He
was
was one of
a sad time period. Like,
my. Yeah.
where were you? Like during COVID, were you at your house, and and everything? Like, what, how did
My
you
house, but I
react to
was
them?
also working two jobs.
And they
People
still
still
made you
needed
come in?
coffee and donuts, and I had a grocery store job, which goes without saying.
Oh yeah, that's a they were trying to get me to do a grocery store job from this this company that was helping me. I turned them down because the company was there to like that was their job, that their job was to find me a job, and they
Yeah.
did a great job. They God, I keep saying job. They did a great job before, with me and stuff, and then COVID hit and they're like, well, the only jobs that are available are like, grocery stores and stuff. Would you like to do that? And I thought about it and I was like, that sounds like it's very dangerous for COVID.
It
Like,
was.
yeah, because like people are going to be going in there coughing or, and
Now
whatnot.
they did mandate here everyone wear masks and everything, but still.
Well, the masks only help like so much. Like,
That's
germs
what
could
the
still.
"but still" is for.
What?
When I said "but still," that's
Yeah.
what that's, because
Yeah,
like you
because.
said, it only helps so much.
Yeah, the germs can get out. Like, a mask is not going to completely
Oh, I know.
100%, it's
It'll help, but 100%.
kind of like a condom. It's not 100% effective. It's just.
You got pregnant.
Yeah, you can. And that
It
brings us back to progeny, where we're going to be talking about failing pregnancy.
does.
So you were a kid when you found this, discovered this movie.
I was probably 15, 16.
And where did you discover it, on like a DVD or
Can't remember. I first rented it.
V VHS?
DVD or VHS. I can't remember, to be honest. I remember buying my DVD at my local grocery store for like cheap, $3.99 or some shit.
The one you still have?
Yeah, that's wild, honestly. That they, one, had this random ass alien movie, and two, yeah, I don't even know.
Yeah, I my local grocery store like would have like a ton of movies. Some of them really good, some of them terrible, like Hollywood terrible,
Oh yeah.
kind of stuff.
I
But
also got the Hip Hop Witch at the same store, so.
well, thankfully it wasn't Hip Hop Locos. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah, which I still haven't seen the need to.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you need to, but you still haven't
From what.
seen. You know what? It's a terrible movie. So, like, take that with a grain of salt. Like, it is one of the hardest movies to probably watch. So far, right now, out of all of the movies on Indie Film Cafe, that is my least favorite movie. Like, up
Yeah,
there, like.
next.
And that's close to like that's up there with like Actium Maximus and
Oh, I hate Actium Maximus with a passion.
yeah, and then
Probably my least favorite movie of all time, to be honest.
right, and so it's up there with that, like it's like tied with that.
And I felt bad when I watched like the behind the scenes. The guy was like talking about how he wanted, his passion behind it, whatever. And I was just like, I feel bad, but this movie fucking sucks.
I literally don't care if you have the passion for whatever, because if you can't make a good movie, don't, like, I mean, it's trauma too. So, like,
Yeah.
the only company that I guess would put it out, or I don't even know why, I should have asked Lloyd when I met him, like, why did you release Actium Maximus? And he'll probably go, it wasn't released, it escaped. Because that's a
So
really
they
bad
could
joke.
pair it up with Star Wars to attack the Pleasure Pods, which has great title, but not great execution.
Yeah, it's trauma. Trauma's not known for, they're known for like, we'll take almost anything.
Yep.
There may be some exceptions to them, but like, and nowadays I don't think they'd take anything. It feels like, I don't know. I don't know what's gonna. I don't know what's going to happen to that company once Lloyd's gone. Is it just going to
Probably
disappear?
nothing. Probably.
Man, you know what?
Which is depressing, but.
Yeah, I wish I or somebody I knew that really loved Troma enough could just get in there and just, because like there were some people, and I think they're not no longer around, no longer working on it. There's some people that are going to do stuff for Full Moon, and then after, if anything ever happened to Charles, would still be there. There'd still be a plan for stuff, you know. And I really, I really hope that there'd be something like that for Lloyd, you know,
I don't
because.
think that like kids are really interested, whatever, but someone's got to be interested to buy the library. Trauma's a huge label.
Not buy the library. They don't have to buy the library, just take over the
Well,
library.
you know what? Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, I mean, because like buying, I mean, I don't know, like, is Michael Hurst still around?
I think so. He's always behind the scenes. You don't hear about him much, but I'm pretty sure he's still around. I could be wrong.
I always thought he was Joe Fleischaker for a long time
I think a lot of people.
until I saw Joe in other movies and stuff, and I was like, wait a minute, that's not because I think
That was a great reference though.
he played Michael Herz in all the little videos or whatever, because
Yeah.
Michael never wanted to be in front of the camera, and he was in front of the camera like once or twice, so I got to see what he looked like, and he just looked like
Yeah.
an everyday average dude, you know, like he, like Lloyd looks crazy like a Mel Brooks, and then Michael Herz looks
Like a normal dude.
like somebody you would see on the street somewhere that just you would be like, oh, can you know, you never thought, oh man, that's the co-president of Troma Entertainment. You know?
Yeah.
All right, back to Progeny. Sorry, I keep sidetracking us a little bit.
We always do.
Yeah. So it was starring the freaking mummy. I thought that was awesome. Because you don't really see him and Arnold in like normal roles, you know? He's,
Never.
yeah, like in The Mummy, he's the villain, you know, or whatever. And then this, he's like an actual sort of, you know, doctor who's struggling with. Okay. So I have to ask you something real quick before I forget, because I might forget later. But, and it comes to the ending of the movie. So if you haven't seen the movie, go watch it. I think you can find it on YouTube somewhere. But go watch the movie.
There's two different links to watch it.
Yeah. And so go watch it. You might, you know, whatever. But if you've already seen it, hopefully you're listening to this because you've already seen it. The ending of the movie where he's sort of killed his wife and all this stuff's happened and everything.
He's in jail.
He's in jail. Do you think this is all part of his mind? Like he went insane?
Yeah, you know, that's what I like about this movie. I like movies where you can make up your own interpretation of it.
What's your interpretation?
I don't know, I'm not either way. I think, you know what, I think it was part of his own mind. He's going to a psychiatrist, he's talking about how the time passed, whatever. More evidence seems to go between. More evidence seems to go between like him thinking there's something wrong. Maybe he's like afraid of the pregnancy or whatever. He's got a low sperm count. He doesn't think it's his. Maybe she was even cheating on him and it doesn't show and he's upset and he just doesn't. I don't know.
There is that line that one doctor
Yeah.
says that they're taking
Yeah.
polls on who's the baby, because he says he can't, there's like he can't deliver, you know, he can't give a baby, there's
Exactly.
no sperm, so
There's
there's that
so
idea.
much stuff that happens that you could wonder about. And with her, she could have just been having a bad pregnancy, you know, whatever,
Well,
pain,
she's having a
and.
bad pregnancy, and on top of that, he's putting paranoid thoughts into her
Exactly.
head. So she's, you know, there's the things like what is it? Wilford Brimley scene. Oh God, Wilford Brimley is in this movie.
Diabetes.
I loved it. Wilford
All I can
Brimley.
think when I see him, I for totally forgot he was in this.
I love him. Every time I see him, yeah, diabetes comes to my head, and just the idea of like this guy is just this old man who's in everything, like
I
in real
know.
time. I feel like he's been an old man since he was born. Like he
That's
does, I like he's always been an old man to me, you know. So anyway, he's got they've got the ultrasound stuff happening and everything, and they're looking at the stuff in the, I guess they can't tell what it is. Like the baby, it doesn't look like a normal baby unless something's going on. But you only see that with the doctor. The normal doctor only sees it.
exactly.
The wife never, the wife wants to see it, but they keep telling her to sit back, lay back, or whatever. So maybe that one, maybe if she's, because, you know, there's the other part where he's in the bed having that like dream that the aliens are coming or whatever, and he goes to attack them and there's nothing there. And so she's like, what are you doing? There's nothing there, you know, whatever, right? And I'm like thinking, wait, so is he literally just like, did he have some kind of snap like that he thought, like, was he just under a lot of pressure for being a doctor, you know? I mean, so
Yeah.
there's a lot of potential ideas, and I think they did that on purpose because they
Oh,
did
for sure.
not want to give
Make
you an
more
answer.
psychological.
Yeah, it's a
And
psychological
you
thriller.
kind of create your own, which is what I really like. Because,
Yeah.
like you said, he's putting all these ideas in her head. So when they're hypnotizing her, yes, she could be thinking things that never.
Actually happened.
Yep.
Yeah, because she doesn't, I don't think she saw the stuff he apparently saw when they were having sex that one night, you know, and everything. And
Exactly.
but I mean, once again, there are things that like are unexplained, like that could have happened. Like she could have been cheating on him, but there was no proof of that because mostly we're watching it from the doctor's point of view
Exactly.
and
That's why
story.
you wonder, I don't know. But then you also have her like soaking and the water would like the ice cold, which why would she do that unless
Well,
he put
she.
an idea in her head that because she said the baby wanted it.
Right. Well, maybe she thought the baby. Yeah, once again, she thought the baby wanted it because. And she thought the baby was actually talking to her. Like the alien would talk to her because she's once again, like, this is all he's telling her and stuff. And that's all he's thinking. So there's a lot of that. And it's just like at the end of it, where he lost, like, I guess 20 minutes or something, and she died because
God.
he like put her, you know, he killed her for, and he was going to bring her back, but he was supposed to have like just only a couple minutes, and then it
And
turns.
even the alien doctor is just like, I'm fucking done.
Oh yeah, he's like,
Or
you're,
alien specialist, whatever, you know what I mean.
yeah, he's like, he was a there was that one line where he was like, who are you? It's like, I'm doctor whatever, and
Yeah,
he's
I
like,
forget
what kind of
exactly.
doctor are you? And he's like, sociologist, something like that. And I was like, what? Wait, is that a doctor? You know, like,
Apparently.
oh my gosh. So he ended up, yeah, Brad Dourif, who did such a great job. I loved him.
He's great in it. I forgot he was in this too.
Even him after a while, he's just like, you're going a little too far just to prove this thing, you know. And even he at the whole time wanted to find out this was a real situation, is helping
Yeah.
him to find
Because even
out
that
if.
VHS tape he said he had, he's like, he says he wasn't sure if it was real or not, or where he got it from, whatever.
Yeah,
So
so
they
I'm.
don't, they really, they perfectly blend that line of this could be real and this couldn't be, which I really enjoy.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, I want to say it was just all in his mind that he literally thought, because he had heard maybe stories of alien abductions and stuff, because he watched that news at one point and stuff, and it sounded like he knew sort of other stories of these things that have happened. So it, yeah, it was a lot of fun. Like, I don't know. There's certain, the only thing I will say is it does drag a little bit at times.
It does a little.
Yeah, and I'm not, I, you know, I don't know. I've got a really bad like attention span. So I've got attention span of like a 12-year-old kid, you know, like I need to, it, something needs to be constantly happening. That's interesting, but still there's some great scenes in the movie,
Oh yeah.
you know?
Even that like scene where she's dreaming of like when they abduct her and they're putting that thing up her nose and into her the JJ and whatever. That's a great scene. I love the look of the aliens. It's got some great effects.
Yeah, Screaming Mad George did a great job, and so did Anthony, who worked on it, on the effects and stuff. I thought they both did a great job. I was just like, wait, Anthony back in 19, how the fuck old was he? I thought he was like my age, because he was old. I guess he's
I
older.
don't know. I had no idea he worked on this.
Yeah, until you it popped up, and then you're like, wait, what?
Yeah, I was like, oh,
Shark.
fuck. I knew he worked on a lot of stuff I didn't realize. Like, again, he did work on The Dentist as well.
Yeah, so he must have worked a lot with Brian, you know.
Yeah.
Ah, see, that's another thing. I'd love to interview Anthony at some point and just ask him what it was like working with Brian Yuzna. Like, I
Love to
mean,
know. I've always been a big
freaking
fan of
would love
him.
to interview Brian Yuzna, but he's a little bit bigger fish. He is friends with me on Facebook, I think, or was. I don't know if he.
He hasn't done anything in a long time. I was just looking at his IMDb today, and I don't know if you saw my Facebook post that I was posting about it, but he was supposed to do a movie with Corbin Burnson called The Plastic Surgeon, which was like a dentist type movie, you know, killer doctor, whatever. That never got off the ground, and they last updated that IMDb in like 2016.
Yeah,
Great,
wow.
it happened.
Wonder why he's not like doing much, you
I don't
know.
know. I guess maybe it's just retired. He's done and produced. He does, I
Hope
think.
not.
I think still producing stuff, but he's not directing.
I don't like it when I hear pe like people I like I love doing stuff as retired from doing.
I
I
don't
just
like either, but at the same time, hey, if they're happy and they just want to, you know.
like. Why is Tarantino taking, you know, one more? Why? Like, will you be?
Tarantino's too young to be done.
Yeah, like he's still
Yeah.
got
He'll
like.
do his quote unquote last movie, wait 5 years, and be like, okay, I'm inspired again.
Never mind. I've decided to come back. You know.
Just like many other filmmakers.
You know, a year later, when he just has nothing else to do with his life, he's gonna be like, never mind. You know.
I feel like that's going to happen with him.
Yeah, 'cause like,
I get not wanting to like keep doing and be like, oh, I'm afraid I'm going to run out of juice or, you know, whatever. You know, I don't want to
yeah, but he,
ruin my legacy, which you're not going to do anyway. You always have a great movie, but
yeah, Once Upon a
you
Time in
have so many good
Hollywood,
movies after New. You're fucking Quentin Tarantino.
that should have been his last movie, honestly. Like, I think that was the problem, is he blew his wad with Once Upon a Time in Hollywood,
Movie's
and that
amazing.
should
Definitely
have
one of
been
the.
his. Yeah, it's one of his best. Like, it's actually Pulp Fiction used to be my favorite of his, you know, of his directed films, but Once Upon a Time in Hollywood has knocked it out right now, which I don't really say that about like newer movies a lot, you know, because
Wow.
you look at most of the newer movies today, I can't say like they're up there, but like that one is. And then True Romance is my favorite of his written
That's a
ones. This is just fantastically written. And like, it's one of my favorite movies of all time. So I can't, you know, like, I don't know. It's hard. Man, that's crazy. That's like one of his first films he ever wrote. Like,
yeah.
and it's probably like one of the, my brother has this like theory that everybody has like one good film, and that's it. Then after that, they're, you know, and he uses like All My People, like he uses Kevin Smith, Clerks is his only good film. After that, everything else was trash. That's what my brother says. I
That is
disagree,
a
but
horrible way to look at things.
yeah, he's like Reservoir Dogs, best movie Quentin Tarantino's ever done. Everything else after that's been okay. And I'm like, Jesus
What
Christ.
a negative way to look at shit.
I love my brother, but God, he always he used to say, I don't know how
Yeah.
he feels now because
I
we
would
haven't
be
talked about that
arguing with
stuff in a while.
him a lot.
Yeah, no, I argue with him all the time on movies because he and I definitely differ.
But
But I
that's
think
what makes
he's
sense.
changed a lot. He has a friend that comes over and watches movies every week. So like I think he might change his tunes on things, but that's how he used to be. So I don't know if he's really like we haven't talked about that in a while. But yeah, he
I'd
used
like to know
this.
what he thinks about people like Steven Spielberg or.
Yeah, like you can't say then
Yeah,
if that's the
Jaws is
case, you
the
can't
best
say
movie,
Duel.
but
No,
fucking Jurassic Park is still a goddamn masterpiece.
no, you can't say like Duel because that would be like this worst
Duel.
movie, you know? So, like, you can't say,
Oh, he's saying legitimately their first movie is their
yeah,
best.
I feel like that's what he's been saying because,
Oh,
like,
shit.
if you look at everybody's
What's
first
with
movie.
Wes Craven then? Nightmare on Elm Street is his best movie. Are you talking about
Yeah, you can't say
Sets
Last
on
House on the
the
Left
Left?
is his
I get it,
great.
I guess, but no.
What for you,
Got
Brian
Scream.
Yuzna, wouldn't that be Bride of Reanimator? Was that his first or was Society his first?
Society, if I'm not mistaken, and I could be wrong, but I thought it was Society.
I hate to say that though. That might be right though. Like, well, you'd say Dentist probably
Well,
or up there.
yeah, I probably would say Dentist, but Society would be a hard number too.
Yeah. But yeah, he let's see what else has so oh wait, Brian Yuzna did the story for Silent Night, Deadly Night 4. Did you say that earlier?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I
Did
was like,
he
wait, why
direct it?
not?
Did he just do the story? I thought he directed both
He
4 and 5.
no, he did not direct 4, but he did
Who the
5.
hell directed 4?
Let's find out.
Screaming Mad George did the effects, though.
Wait, he did do 4. Why did he
That's what I'm.
not pop up in the director? Oh, that's producer. Sorry. Oopsie. He's gonna produce it. He
Yeah, I
didn't
made the
produce
same
it.
mistake.
He did not produce it, I guess. But okay, so it's like his directing stuff, right? So apparently he did a movie called Self Portrait and Brains. Don't know what that is. Is that a short? Brian Yuzna's debut amateur movie is, in his own words, about an artist who blows his brain out against a canvas for art and becomes a protagonist as a hologram.
That sounds wonderful, actually.
And he co-directed it with a guy named Jimmy Dobbins. Okay. Then Society. Then Bride of the Reanimator. Then Silent Night, Deadly Night 4. Return of the Living Dead 3,
Yeah,
which
which
a
is
lot of
wonderful.
people claim is one of the best sequels from that franchise.
It's great.
I see, I haven't watched it because I didn't like part 2, you
You've
know.
never watched Return of the Living Dead 3.
No, and
Cover
it's
your ass
so
after this podcast and watch it.
I
Was that
can't,
in
I
the
can't because I
90s
have
then?
things to
That's
do,
my next
but
pick for 90s horror.
I that was 93. You can pick it
Okay.
next.
Well, you got the next pick, but after that, it's Return of the Living Dead 3.
Okay. Sounds fair to me. It's on Tubi too.
Going on a Brian Usen around here.
That's fine with me. Necronomicon, Book of the Dead,
I've seen
another
that
movie.
forever.
The Dentist. He directed 2 episodes of Tarzan, the Epic Adventures.
Of course.
Let's see, Progeny, The Dentist 2, Faust.
I haven't seen Faust in forever. That
Sadly,
movie's wild.
that's a 2000, so it can't be for 90s.
Oh, it's okay. I'm not gonna pick only Brian Usen movies, I promise.
Got a few in the 90s anyway, so there you go. Beyond Reanimator.
Which
You love that one?
I liked it, yeah.
Rottweiler.
I forgot about Rottweiler. Is that the robotic Rottweiler or some shit?
Dante travels across the desolate futuristic Spain in search of his girlfriend Eula. He is pursued by a bloodthirsty cybernetic Rottweiler.
Yes, it is. I haven't
All
seen
right.
that. I
Beneath Still Waters.
haven't seen
Heard of
that.
that, but I think I saw that like cover looks familiar. I probably just like I saw Progeny, I probably saw it at my local video
Yeah.
store when I worked there. So, Amphibious Creature of the Deep, I've heard of that, but I've never seen it or don't know anything about it. It looks like a sea creature kind of movie. And he does have one upcoming movie. You're gonna love this. Corbin Burnson
Is
and
this a plastic surgeon? It's never gonna happen.
oh, don't tell me that.
And last time updated it like 2016.
Okay. Well, I'm hoping it
I
happens. It's in
really
development.
do,
It's in
but I don't see
development. But and the last movie he did was in 2011. Jeez. It's called 60 Seconds of Solitude in Year Zero. It's an hour long. It's a collection of 1 minute short films created by 60 filmmakers. So it's basically 60 minutes to die or to die for or something like that. Whatever that collection of movies that like I was gonna make do a couple actually for them and it just never ended up making them. But I was gonna do one called Smoking Kills where a girl smokes in a house and another girl murders her for it. And then I forgot what the other one was, but I was gonna do two that was just a minute sh shorts, you know. And stuff and put it on there, but I just never did. And I think I still got a credit for it because it was supposed I was supposed to do it. We didn't end up doing it because just time and other stuff happened. And but the producer still put it up on IMDb like as I was making them and everything. And I was like, damn, because now it's harder to get it. Like somebody said today, like. He doesn't like to put things up. I think it was Jason Horton, but is doesn't like to put movies up on IMDb before they're like basically in production, you know, because it's a bitch to take them down off IMDb and
that's what I've heard, and that's such a weird thing.
right, yeah. Well, I mean, IMDb is weird. They allow anybody to go in there and like fuck with other people's accounts,
Pretty much.
like some dude did that for me and shit, so a bunch of times, like just won't leave me the fuck alone. Thinks it's funny, you know, when I put that I'm a big collector of Edward D. Wood Jr. stuff, and they put instead they put Ron Jeremy. You know, like that's they switch it to say I'm a big collector of Ron Jeremy memorabilia. I'm like, it's kind of fucked up. You know, considering that dude's really done some really messed up stuff, you know,
No.
Edward D. Wood Jr. has not. Only thing he was known for is cross dressing. And you know what? He
Nothing
was
wrong with that.
ahead of his fucking time.
He
And
was.
somebody I watched somebody do like a reaction video on Ed Wood. You know, you've seen Ed Wood, right?
Of course.
I know. And at the end of it, she had never seen it before. So at the end of it, the girl was like, you know what? I love this movie. You know what? I'm so happy because they made a movie about a guy who just wanted to be himself. You know, he just did
Exactly.
himself and he was happy. He was his, you know, he was in his best self. And I was like, I never thought about it like that. I was
Oh
like,
yeah.
that was incredible. Like, you know, that's great insight into like, yeah, he never backed down to who he, you know, he never back down to who he was, you know. He just let people, and if people didn't accept him, you know, too bad. He was going to be himself and make his own movies his own way. And what?
That's the way it should be.
And then Paul will say, Paul loves being himself, you know, with his cow stuff, you know, and everything.
Oh, I know.
A lot of people don't like that, you know. We've had people who said, "Oh, Paul can't act like that if he's gonna produce your movie." I'm
Well,
like,
fuck.
yeah, no, he's gonna act like himself. And I had to actually for a little bit tell him to change his face to, you know, picture to himself and do that stuff to and then after when we realized that things weren't working with that person because they were just too controlling, I said, screw it, Paul, just be yourself, dude. Put that stuff up. I'm not gonna tell you not to be who you are. So there is a time and place to be who he is, like, right? So, anywho, this movie was crazy to go back to it, to go back to
It does
Progeny.
get pretty bonkers towards the end, regardless whether it's in its head or if it's happening and whatever.
I
There's that
did.
scene like she's in, I think, her kitchen, and she has like the little alien baby come out, which was in her head or whatever, which is
Yeah.
really cool scene. A lot of great scenes.
Also the random scene where in the beginning of the movie where he's like late for work and everything,
Yeah.
and there's like some kind of, it's kind of funny because it was like a I don't know if this was, I think this might have been what they were trying to say, but there was that was it stop, right? And they're doing like a immigration like check,
Oh, yeah.
and I thought that's funny because immigration also means alien.
It does.
Did you think about that ever when you were
I
watching it?
didn't till now, and I don't know how I didn't think about it, honestly.
Like, why else would there be that scene where he's like stopping
Yeah.
him and says, we're doing an immigration stop, and he's like,
He's angry about
yeah, he's like angry because like he's late. Well, he's angry because he's late for work, but the guy's like looking at him like, you're kind of acting a little strange here, buddy, and everything.
it.
And like he's trying to avoid being stopped for being an immigrant, or whatever. So like it does have that little, I don't know, I think that was what they were trying to say, to set the tone for alien stuff,
Right.
without
I don't.
actually physically saying it, So,
Yeah.
no, I kind of got that when I first saw it, when he talked about immigration, because I was like, wait a minute, immigration means alien, and this
Yeah.
is an alien movie, and he's, or we've already seen that he's been, has that, had that deal with his wife, that he's been sort of abducted, so there's been alien ties to it or whatever, and I'm like wondering if there's some kind of more saying about aliens and, whatever. So there's, it's one of those movies where it's interesting. Like, there's things in there that are subtle, that you didn't pick it up. I picked it up right away just
Oh, and it
because
makes
of that.
perfect sense now, and I'm actually disappointed I didn't pick it up.
Oh, well, it's okay. It happens. But now you do see it. Now, hopefully, next time you see that, maybe something will click. Because I'm wondering, let me see something. Hold on. Sometimes, was it Wikipedia will say something that kind of explains a little bit more. So, real quick, I'm just gonna read a couple things if you don't mind.
No, yeah, I'd be interested to hear. Because you don't find much about this movie. Like, no one talks about it. So,
No,
interested to
I've
hear
never
people.
heard of it before you said.
Yeah.
Oh, I seen the
Yeah,
box.
you've the cover, but you didn't probably remember the
I
movie.
didn't, I know, and I didn't even look to what it was about until we were about to
Yeah.
start. And I kind of just, perused to see what, oh God, this is really a small plot synopsis. This is a pretty crappy plot synopsis. They didn't really go into deep thought
No,
or anything. Yeah,
which
this
is
is sh
disappointing.
Sherry Craig, a professional woman, happily discovers she is pregnant. While this is happy news for her and her husband Craig, who is a doctor, both begin having strange memories from the night of conception. Uneasiness then becomes terror when both are convinced that she is carrying something alien inside her body. Sherry's therapist, Dr. Susan LaMarche, well, it's actually not Sherry's therapist, it's Craig's therapist that
Yeah.
he shares. Sherry, he Sherry's with her. Sherry's therapist, Dr. Susan LaMarche, believes that Sherry has a psychological problem for which Craig is to blame. Yeah, she keeps blaming him for causing her psychological issues and stuff.
I think that's fair.
But it's because he has psychological issues
Yeah.
too. Like, they should have, I don't know, they should have
They
done
should
something
have a
like,
couple therapy.
Yeah, the couple contacted UFO. Actually, this is the couple contact. No. That's wrong. He contacts the guy without her consent because remember she got mad that he wanted to contact the guy because she didn't at first she didn't really want to believe it was, it was anything other than a baby, And then there's that one scene she's in the grocery store, and she's
Where she has an episode.
an episode, and then she thinks that one kid has like black eyes or whatever. So I'm wondering, like, did he plant that like thought in her head and make her paranoid and
That's
think
what I think happened. But again, different ways to look at it.
Yep, so the couple contact a UFO paranormal college professor who takes Sherry back to the night. She can see through hypnosis. Wait, what?
Yeah, they
Huh?
do hypnosis to like have
But I
her
thought the
mom.
hypnosis was through the therapist.
Oh, it was. Does it say it was through the
Through the
alien guy?
professor guy, yeah.
Yeah, no, it was through
No,
the.
it was through the no, it was the therapist. Oh
Oh,
God, it's
their
getting everything's all mixed up.
synopsis.
So people, don't read the Wikipedia if you want real shit. Whoever wrote that
Let's watch
either
them.
only saw some of the movie or wasn't completely right. But like what happens is like the was it there's the therapist that he sees, right? The woman played by Lindsay Krause, who I loved in Buffy the Vampire Slayer. She played the professor and Buffy, and that's how I know her and everything. And she, I think that was around the time, like close to around the time that she did that, because she looked almost the exact same, or whatever. But Lindsay Krause plays the therapist who's, originally is talking to him, and she can see something's really wrong with this guy and all this stuff, and she's trying to help him. And then he tells his wife, like, hey, you should go see my therapist. And she's like, I don't want to see a therapist. I don't think I'm, whatever, right? And then after all that stuff happens to her, like she has the sonogram, all the other stuff starts happening, she starts freaking out. She agrees to see the therapist and do hypnosis. So it wasn't the whatever that guy.
Yeah, that alien guy.
They discover that she was abducted by aliens, are officially impregnated. Well, she discovers that, through the thing. The viewer is shown this sequence several times, with each time showing that Sherry blocked or distorted certain parts of the event in an attempt to accept and to understand what was being done to her. So that's how it ends. Like, that's how this plot synopsis ends. So I think, apparently, the scene in which Sherry is probed by a little tube coming out of the wall and penetrating her vagina was Jillian McWhitter's idea. So apparently,
Oh.
she I don't know,
And she was also in the dentist too.
probably they probably were, they worked together well,
Just wanted to give a dentist to a shout out.
you gotta do that.
And also the one secretary in the hospital was from the dentist, and also the secretary from the first dentist.
From which one? The
She
first
was like
dentist?
a, the first one.
And she was the
She was like
secretary.
a secretary near the end whenever he was trying to go see her, whatever.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. And when he was with like the alien guy and she was like, oh, I can't let you in, whatever. Like that was the secretary from the dentist. So it's cool to see a lot of familiar faces, because
Yeah,
again,
see, I don't watch them enough. Like, I watched The Dentist that one
I catch
time,
all
and
that shit.
so I can't remember. I remember there were a lot of people at that dentist office, like other dentists or dentists,
Yeah.
and there was a secretary, like a desk, couple desk people, or whatever, that were there, but I don't really remember much
And
like
there's
what
Mark
they looked like.
Ruffalo.
And there was
And
Mark Ruffalo. And the chick from Ticks, so there's a couple people,
so it's
another
cool to
movie
see the
reviewed.
returning people.
Yeah. God, I actually really do like Ticks. Gotta rewatch that again.
Ticks
It's
is the greatest spider movie of all time.
I know.
But I'm sure I said that when we reviewed it, because I'm
I
pretty
bet you
sure.
did. And it's got what's I think wasn't it Seth Green was in that or no. He was in
Yes,
it.
Seth Green was at
He
an
was
end
in
now.
it. And the dude from Carlton from Fresh Prince.
What the hell's his name?
Alfonso Ribeiro.
Yep, I couldn't think of it.
Yeah.
And Clint Howard.
It was funny, I could remember Alfonso Ribeiro, but I couldn't remember Carlton until I started playing the like it's not unusual, dance he does in my head. Then
Of course.
I, then I was like, okay, I got it. By the way, our mutual friend Ashley said you're awesome.
Aw, tell
Yeah,
her as well.
I told her we were doing this podcast, and she said Madeline's awesome.
Has she seen this flick?
I don't know, probably
I'd like to watch it.
not. Maybe she will. It should be on Tubi. I don't know why it's not on Tubi.
I don't know
Even.
either. It's like not available anywhere, which is
I
annoying.
know.
It's a really solid flick, and I think it's very underrated.
Vinegar Syndrome should put it out and then put it on Tubi because a lot of Vinegar Syndrome movies go on
Exactly.
Tubi. So Vinegar Syndrome would be the perfect thing for this because this is kind of up there, dark, scary alley kind of stuff.
Exactly.
And or Vestron, but
One of the two.
I feel like this
I
is
could
more.
definitely see Vinegar Syndrome doing a good job with the release.
Yeah, 'cause I feel like Vestron sort of scamps on some of the special features and stuff, but like Vinegar Syndrome goes deep, and
Yeah.
everything. So I don't know. I'd love to see that.
Love to hear interviews about, the script and
Or
whatever.
Arrow would be good.
Arrow's great also.
I don't think this would be a Criterion film, though.
No. No.
No, but
But it deserves to find a new audience because it's a really solid flick and it always stayed in my memory, obviously, because I thought to review it. So
and
it
you don't
always
even
stuck
think
with
about
me.
it being a doctor one either, and it's so funny.
No, I just remembered it being an alien.
And that's
And
funny. He does the plastic surgery. What? Whoops, sorry.
I like movies about like pregnancy, like horror and stuff, like It's Alive or Rosemary's Baby and
What
stuff
did I
like that.
call this? What did I call this earlier?
I don't
To you.
know.
Rosemary's Alien.
Yeah, you did call Rosemary's Baby.
It kind
Because
of
it is.
is. It is. It's a movie about a chick getting impregnated, and it just instead of it being the son of the devil or whatever, it's an alien, So, I mean, what else could they be impregnated with? A Sasquatch? That'd be interesting. I'd watch that.
Yeah, we're Sasquatch's baby movie.
Don't give indie filmmakers an idea, because Sasquatch's Baby sounds like an indie film
Ron Bonk, you got
title.
that. Let's do it.
Sasquatch's Baby. So that's something you probably make,
It
enjoy
probably would
making.
be.
You have a long list of already of other movies you're probably already gonna make, I'm sure.
So that'll be on the bottom of the list, no offense. But hey,
Yeah.
who knows? The opportunity arises.
Yeah, maybe one day you're looking at people who've got some money and they're like, give me some ideas. And you're like
Sausage
tossing out
baby.
ideas. The ghoul goes west. No. Dr. Acula. Dracula. No. Okay. Rosemary. No, wait. Sasquatch's Baby. I like it. It'll star Bela Lugosi.
Why does this sound like something that in the conversation that would happen? Other than
Except for
starring
his
Bella.
star, well, he could. You could put like clips of old clips of Bela
Yeah, and
Lugosi.
they'd put him top billing.
I
Be like, oh, okay. It'll sell copies.
would love that. I would, because if you could find like old, like movie, what is it? Clips, but like. Like not, ones that weren't actually in the movie,
Yeah.
if you could still find, like, if you could find old footage of people who, and you put like Bela Lugosi, you put him in the front of the movie, and then the end of the movie and everything, and then you got him in the movie, and you could build him up. Bela Lugosi's last movie.
It's true. Unfortunately, that people would do something like that.
Why not? I don't. I
I
wouldn't. I.
mean,
And the funny thing is, I'd watch it. I would totally watch that. That
why?
sounds. That sounds like
It's
fun.
called Sasquatch's Baby, and why wouldn't you watch it in the first place? That's just like the top selling point.
Yeah, Bella, starring Bela Lugosi. And
You're
then
like,
people.
all right, two for two, let's go.
I'm sure if you found somebody with, like $20,000. And you could find that those clips from like public domain movies or something, or whatever. You could do that, and then you could get away with it. Nobody could say anything because, like,
Not
A,
wrong.
they're public domain, and then like because that's what Ed Wood did, right? Like he took
Yeah.
scenes from, clips he had or whatever, and he just put them, and then he made a whole movie around it. Fucking Plan 9 from Outer Space was just a movie made around clips he had of Bela Lugosi for I think The Vampire's Tomb was the movie he was supposed to be doing with him. And then that just because Bella died, he didn't want to do The Vampire's Tomb, or whatever, but he did Plan 9 and he put
Yeah.
Bella in it. It's beautiful. Brian Yuzna, that's why you should be directing some more. But do that.
Exactly. We miss you, Brian.
Yeah, put them in there. I don't know. Oh boy. So this was a fun movie. It was enjoyable. It's just like I said, there was a little slow moments.
Yeah, it drags.
I think that's the only problem I have with the movie. Because other than that, I really love the psychological, like mind fuck of a movie.
So do I.
I almost got worried though. It felt almost like it was just going to be all just a dream. And I was like, no.
But
Don't
I
you get
love that
into
you leave it open to interpretation. That's what a lot of my favorite movies do. So.
Yeah, but I think like he's at his, he's at in his bed or something at night. And I'm like, oh God, he better not have just woken up. And it's like, oh, all of a sudden his wife's there. Everybody's happy, and everything. I'm like, oh God. So. Anyway, I did like it. It did kind of leave. But how did he came back home, right? At the end of the movie.
Go back home. Well, he comes back home, then he sees his like wife with her baby or whatever, then he wakes up in jail. Is that what you mean?
Right. Yeah.
So that was all a dream, I would
That part
assume.
was a dream.
Yeah.
But like, what? Like I don't know, it was a little confusing at the
Definitely
end.
never went back home or anything. Like after
Yeah,
he killed his wife, he was definitely in fucking jail.
he was in jail. He should have been like in a mental hospital,
Probably, yeah.
or whatever, which would have been great if you were in a mental hospital and then Jack Nicholson could and Brad Dourif could walk up to him and start talking to him,
Now that would have been a good ending.
that would. One flew over the cuckoo's nest, and it's, and then Nurse, what Ratchet or whatever, could come in
Yeah.
and yell at them, get back over there, leave the newcomer, He's just like, oh my God, I'm crazy now. But yeah, it was great. I really enjoyed the movie, and I wanted, I want to eventually get it. I'm gonna wait till it's on Blu-ray or so.
I'm
If it
sure
doesn't.
it'll
If
get a
it doesn't,
re-release.
I'll eventually buy it on DVD. But yeah, if it, I'm sure it will because it seems like one of those movies that, you can't, like you said, they put like the Dennis and Dennis 2 for
They
Brian
have a
Yuzna.
established director, cast. It's a good movie. I don't
Damn
see
good
why
movie.
someone wouldn't put it out eventually unless there's some rights issue, but come on.
There might be, because I don't know if the other companies that might still own it or whatever.
Yeah. I think the company that put it out was like Sterling Entertainment or something.
What?
Not like whatever Sterling,
David
no.
Sterling, not David
No, not
Sterling.
David Sterling. It was something else.
Okay, I was gonna say,
No,
jeez.
no, no.
There is another Sterling Entertainment, which is so funny. Because I
Yeah.
have another movie I thought was David Sterling's kind of produced, and I don't think it was. I think it just says Sterling Entertainment and it's another
Yeah,
company.
it's like a swan logo or something. And I could be
Yeah.
wrong on my DVD want, but yeah, it was like a swan logo.
Yeah, I think.
But it definitely is a David Sterling, trust me.
David Sterling has a specific style. I have a movie. It's called like Max Magician and the Legend of the Rings or something like that, you know?
Sounds
And,
about right.
but it wasn't David Sterling. It was another
Oh.
Sterling.
That's weird.
Yeah, I thought it was him. That's why I got signed. It was Sterling. Okay, cool. You know, it's got to be one of those really shitty, you know? Nope. I get it home and it's like a different Sterling, you know? So I'm like, all right, well, it still looks like a shit movie, so awesome. You know,
Joy.
I'll have to
Oh.
watch it because I have to review it at some point, probably for Indie Film
Yeah,
Company.
I would imagine.
Yeah. Well, I guess that about wraps it up. Is there anything else we didn't mention?
I don't think so. It's a fun movie, and check it out if you can. And I hope this gets a wider release, and I hope this, conversation about it gets more people to check it out because I think this movie needs more attention.
Yeah, like you said, it's one of those like undiscovered gems, you know, in a
Yeah.
way. And I feel like there's a lot of that where there's some really great movies that just don't get the recognition because they kind of fall under the wayside of like bigger releases or just other movies that happened around, you know, or whatever. And you know, you look at Brian Yuzna's career and how different and vast it is and stuff, you know, and so it just probably just got lost, you know, in the mix.
Exactly.
More people are talking about The Dentist or Society or the Silent Night, Deadly Night movies. So you're not, you know, they're not there to talk about this or even Rottweiler, which sounds awesome.
Rottweiler in forever, so I'm excited to. I'm gonna have to rewatch that.
Yeah, you have to be back
Like
on another
a
Brian
sci-fi
Yuzna kick.
channel back in the day. What?
You have to go on another Brian Yuzna kick.
Yeah, really. I feel like I'm about to, honestly.
Oh, may have a Brian Yuzna marathon there, you know. All day event, 12 hours of nothing but Brian Yuzna
That
movies.
sounds great.
Brian Yuzna Film Festival. I would go to that. Honestly, you know, if that's all it was just watching his movies, which he's made enough where you could do that,
He
you know,
has.
and
Then he
stuff.
could have some a Stuart Gordon fest the next day.
Just kind of like a, yeah, coming double bill there, you
That
know.
sounds great to me.
Oh man, I think it would do well too, you know. I think people, especially if I don't know where you would have it, but like wherever they made most of their movies, you know. So there you go. So thank you, Brian, for creating this gem. And we want to see the plastic surgeon, man,
Please.
because freaking Maddie needs needs her.
Need more Corbin Burnson playing a psychotic, some type of doctor, please.
Yeah, I mean, you did Dentist. If you did plastic surgeon, that'd be great. If you did what else could he do? Regular surgeon
Eye
or
doctor.
eye doctor. Oh God. Ear doctor. Ooh.
Your doctor,
Ooh.
any doctor.
Put stuff in your ear and oh man. I'm deaf in my left ear. I would not want anybody fucking with my ear, you know.
I'd watch them all, though.
I know you would. And you'd be rooting for whatever doctor it is.
Of
Kill
course.
them, kill the people, you know. Oh man. But anyway, I still need to watch The Dentist 2 at some point. I just haven't yet.
Great.
Because I
I
watched the
mean,
first one. Is that 90s still too?
yeah, I
I
think
think it is.
98.
Maybe another day. Well, I think next season
Yes.
or another season we
Next
gotta
season, that'll be my first pick.
the first pick. Oh. There you go, people. You're getting you know, an
Sneak
insight
preview,
in.
Return of the Living Dead 3 and
Like
The Dentist
yeah, and a
2.
couple
We
ones.
may as well just call this Brian Yuzna horror.
Yeah, 90s Brian Yuzna horror, can't do Society because I think that's like, well, it's already been done for What the F Friday, but I think that was 80 something.
Yeah, it
So,
was the 80s. I forget what year, about pretty
a
sure
great
80s.
movie.
The Arrow Blu-ray, wonderful movie.
If you haven't seen Society, let's see, which one would I recommend first of Brian Yuzna's movie? You gotta see Society. Just,
Society is number one.
yeah.
Even like for new fans, even above The Dentist, Society should be the first one you see.
Yeah, because the dentist you is too normal, in a
Society,
way.
you're like, the fuck?
This
It's
is
so
a
good.
little not normal either, which is good, but it like it's a psychological normal, like when you see a
Yeah.
psychological horror, this is sort of what you expect. But yeah, was it 90s Yuzna horror? There you go. We're bringing Yuzna's name out there a lot, so just get ready. What?
As we should.
As we should, definitely. All right, everybody. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Join us next month for my pick, and I'm not sure exactly what I'm gonna do yet. I've had a couple thoughts, and one of them was I want to do Freddy's Dead. Because I
I
don't think I've done that.
love Freddy's dad. Sorry for the spoiler.
Yo, so I already know you're going to enjoy that one. Let's do it then. Let's do
All
Freddy's
right.
Dead. Because we already done Bride of Chucky. So Freddy's Dead, I've done, unfortunately, before you came along, like I was doing this before you and I had other guests and stuff. And so we already did. What is that one? Jason Goes to Hell.
Oh, I
So,
love it. Yeah.
yeah, I figured you would like that one too. It's a little fucking weird
It
movie,
is.
but
It's fun.
I enjoy it. I really like the director. I think
He's awesome.
he took a damn good chance. And I know he was doing a documentary on it, and
He is. He's still working on
I
it. I saw
still.
some updates that they're coming to completion on it,
Okay, good. I hope it gets completed because
which I can't wait to see it.
I knew people who were involved with it originally, and I don't know if they still are. So I would love to see more. I'd love to see that stuff. As what's his name? Adam?
Adam Marcus.
Adam Marcus. Yes. Thank you.
Did a
So,
great movie called Secret Santa as well.
wasn't it also called Let It Snow? Or Snow Day or something? There's one called Snow
Maybe
Day.
no one? Maybe.
I think there's one called Snow Day. But then it got changed to like Let It Snow because there's already that other movie called Snow Day at that same exact time.
A kids movie.
Yeah, with the what's his name? Maybe I'm wrong. Oh, yep, Let It Snow, 1999. Original Snow Days was the original title. And it was 1999 that came out, and that was around the same time as 98, I think, was when Snow Day came out. The one with Michelle Trachtenberg. No, 2000 was when. So, yeah, they changed it, I guess. It had like it was Michelle Trachtenberg, Janet. Oh my God, maybe she wasn't. Skylar Fisk was. I freaking adore her. I gotta find out if I'm right, because Catherine Isabel was in it. Holy shit. I gotta
Oh.
rewatch that movie. I swear to God, who was the kid in it? Who was the daughter? Okay, maybe I'm wrong. God. So I guess I guess I'm wrong. It happens from time to time. So,
That was time.
all right, everybody. Hope you guys enjoyed this podcast and join us next month for Freddy's Dead, The Final Nightmare, where we'll be discussing that and how much it's fun to watch. What's the dude's name from Clueless? Breckin Meyer, isn't he in that movie? Who's the one who
Who?
goes boing, 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 keeps.
I don't know his name, but he was playing a video game and.
Yeah, I think it was Breckin Meyer. Is the dude from. You've seen Clueless, right?
Yeah.
The skater kid from Clueless.
I didn't even realize it was the same person somehow.
I think so. If I
It
crap.
probably is.
Let me make sure. I'm double checking because I just. Yeah, okay, it was. I know he was in it. I don't know if he was that guy. I think he was this, the kid who went bong 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 because he played the video game and he thought he was
So
actually inside the Mario game or whatever.
good.
Yeah, it's, I'm playing with power. You know,
Oh, I
I
have a less, yeah.
the power glove or whatever. I used to
Forgot
own
about
that, by the way.
the power glove.
Yes,
That's
and it.
amazing. I have this old VHS tape. It's like a Nintendo Trix tape, whatever. Even though I never had a Nintendo, my grandma got it for me for some reason. I used to watch it. And it was like had commercials, like the first wireless control and the power glove, and they were so funny.
Have you
I
ever
love
watched
that.
the movie The Wizard where they use the
No.
power? They
Heard about it, but I probably should watch it.
there is a scene, it's not a big spoiler, but there is a big scene where a guy pulls out the power glove to play against the guy and the other kid's never seen it before. And at the end of it, the guy turns to the camera and goes, "Power glove, it's so bad." And I'm like, "Oh my God, that's a commercial." They put a commercial inside this big movie.
That
Like
is
it was
fucking amazing.
nothing but like a big commercial for all the. It was a big commercial for Super Mario Brothers 3 because that was the first time they ever. And if you, because I remember being in the theater watching that movie and then going, wait, there's a Super Mario Brothers 3? It hadn't even come out yet. And so like that was their announcement, was in that movie. It's crazy, right? Like,
Yeah.
it's nuts, but it was a yeah. So power gloves and whatnot. That was just that time, you know. And I can't wait to go back there. I don't even know if it's available anywhere necessarily. It might be on HBO Max, but I'll find
I have
it.
the DVD.
You know what? I have the DVD, or I can probably get it on eBay for pretty cheap. Oh
Yeah,
God.
well, the map says we're fucked. Okay, I'm done quoting, but I can quote a lot, trust
I'm
me.
sure. I'm sure we will do that too.
We will be.
It's funny that we've reviewed Freddy Gets Fingered, and now we're gonna do Freddy's Dead. That's funny. You can buy the 3D glasses on eBay. You know. Wow. Holy shit. So if I buy the movie, I might try to buy the. If I buy the DVD, I might try to buy the glasses too.
You
The
should.
3D glasses and see if they work. Yeah, they. Let me see if I can find it, if there's one that says like, because it was a 3D movie, right?
The only part that was 3D was when they go inside of Freddy's brain at the end.
Okay.
Not the whole movie, so maybe 5 minutes of the total of the movie.
Freddy is dead. See, it's the Nightmare on Elm Street theater glasses, so you can actually. Wow, that's crazy. That's funny though. Like, I would love to get those, and I don't know if, and then wear them on our podcast.
That would be fun. I have some somewhere too.
All right. Well, thank you, Madeline, and thank you all for tuning in. Join us next month for Freddy's Dead. Till then, everybody, have a good one.
All right.
Bye.
All right.